From the University of Alaska at College, this is your university. The University of Alaska campus is the scene of several institutes each summer. None serves a more vital need than the Institute for Training of Teachers for Alaska's Rural Schools. Now in its third year, the institute draws some 50 teachers who are planning to teach in rural Alaska and prepares them for the experience. A Ford Foundation grant supports this essential program through the university's Alaska Rural School Project. Here with us to discuss the program is Mrs. Winifred Landy, Acting Executive Director for the project. Her comments will be the story today on This Is Your University. Educating rural Alaskans is important to the overall development of the state, of course. I'm wondering, Mrs. Landy, whether you feel the Rural School Project is accomplishing what it is set out to do.
Well, I think I can say that the Alaska Rural School Project is making good progress toward the goals that were outlined in the original proposal. Perhaps if I would tell you what these are, it might be helpful. One of the goals is the pre-service training of teachers newly assigned to teaching positions either with the Bureau of Indian Affairs schools in rural Alaska or with the schools operated by the State Department of Education. We are soon to begin our third summer institute of 8 weeks, and this will mean that at the end of this summer, on August 16, a total of 150 young teachers will have been trained by the Alaska Rural School Project. Here we feel that we are making progress. We believe that these teachers are better prepared with more understanding and more perception of the problems of village living and of village school teaching, which in many ways is different from the teaching for which these people may have trained in teacher training institutions outside of Alaska.
Do any of these teachers see their villages beforehand?
Oh, yes, indeed they do. We will welcome these teachers very soon, and during the fifth week of their training with us, all of them will go to their teaching stations to spend a week getting acquainted with the village, with the school, with the children, we hope, those of them who are in residence in the villages during the summer. And then they will return to the university for the remainder of their training. We hope, or we know, with better insight and understanding than if they had not had this opportunity
to see where they'll
be living.
I know one of the complaints of rural teachers has been the lack of books related to the bush. Is there anything being done about providing such books?
Yes, this is another one of our goals in the project toward which we think we're making substantial progress. One, we are working in cooperation with others, notably the people of the Northwest Regional Laboratory in Portland, the small schools program there, on the production of a series of beginning readers for the children in the rural areas of the state. Now, these readers will be field tested for the first time in Alaska beginning on September 1st in 16 of the schools. The teachers will be brought into the university near the end of August, the teachers who will be working with these readers for the first time, for a week of intensive training in the methods that are recommended by the authors of the series.
A very important program. Thank you, Mrs. Landy, for being with us today. Our guest has been Mrs. Winifred Landy, Acting Executive Officer for the Alaska Rural School Project here at the University of Alaska. This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program produced by the University of Alaska Department of News Service and radio station KYC-FM. It has been brought to you by this station as a public service. Your announcer has been Steve Sherman. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.